I'd like to continue with what I was saying, and as far as what you should do. Again, my dear brothers and sisters, the strong burden this time is not to convey some truth and or even inspirational points regarding this matter of shepherding. The main thing is practice. The main thing is in the doing this time. I would like to say even some of you may be on your bed, you are sick, you are older. I tell you, you can shepherd from your sick bed. Absolutely. Number one, probably the top kind of shepherding is intercessory prayer. You can pray for this one, for that one, from a shepherd's heart. And you can easily use your device, right, to call, to video call, even better, to contact this person or that person. How are you? How are you doing? What's going on, right? You can reach out through this wonderful technological means. So nothing can stop us. You know, I have brought up this story before, and that is how Brother Eugene Gruler Sr., you don't know him, we got to know him back in the day in Eldon. He passed away while he was shepherding a young sister in his home, just on his chair or something. I don't know the details. He just passed on. I like to pass on that way. I don't want to scare people, but to go to the Lord as I'm caring for someone, isn't that a way to go? Saints, we just need to go and care for people, all right? We will learn. You know, by the way, our brother gave us something like 17 points in 1975, and I'm going to give it to you not today. So it's not like we're just crazy people going, you know, just to be nosy and bother people. No, no, no. There's a lot of skills to learn in being approachable, being friendly, being properly caring, being appropriate, what to say, what not to say. There's a lot of, you know, these are so-called people skills, but so many of us have never learned them because we never engage with people, you see. So, and you can learn from the Lord himself, from individuals all over the place in the Gospels. Learn from him, how he struck up a conversation, how he would contact this kind of person, like the Samaritan woman, as opposed to another kind of person, right? Nicodemus. There's a lot to learn. And surely there's a lot to learn from Paul in how he shepherded the different churches and different saints. But one thing is important, that person or those persons is truly in your heart, on your heart. Talking about that, let's bring up Paul again. Go read after this meeting, chapter 16 of Romans. It's all names. It's all names. Now, there's many ways to interpret it, and there's a lot of light there, but just let's be simple. Paul, writing to the church in Rome. Would you remember so many names? these are people of different cultural background, different from different parts of the Roman Empire. You know, they all end up in Rome, this cosmopolitan center. He remembered their names. He remembered who they did, what they did. He remembered details. That is more than just a chapter on greetings, for sure. That chapter reveals Paul's ministry in his loveliest and dearest and the most intimate and the most tender. I mean, you cannot say you're caring for someone you don't even know the name, or you don't know what's going on with that person. You see, he internalized all of that. His heart is just filled with these people, this one or that one. And believe me, I'm going to say something before we end today about how he prayed. First, he has the people. Two, he got their names. Three, he'd got their conditions. And four, he has them in his prayers. And definitely five, he contacts them in this way or that. In the case of Romans, it's just one epistle. He didn't write to individuals. He used that one epistle to greet all the saints. If you are one of those saints, wouldn't you be shepherded? Wouldn't you feel cared for? By no less the apostle himself. All right. So I come back. Consider the ones, different ones. I don't know who. The Lord know who. But if you're ready, in the right condition to receive the burden, with readiness to go, the Lord will give you the name of his sheep. He knows every sheep's name. He knows. The shepherd knows. And he knows their needs. And he knows who best to care for them. Our job is to be on this side and say, Lord, I'm here. Send me. So, this last point here, Brother Lee say, pick up the burden for some specific persons, make a list of their names. Maybe you want to write them down or write them down in your phone. The Lord may give you more than three names. Don't compare with other people. Whatever is from the Lord. And put it in front of you in a book, in a piece of paper, on your phone. Pray for them one by one. I would say the start of shepherding is intercessory prayer. The first thing is not even just to contact. Now, there are times you're in a meeting, you saw this new one, no one is going up to contact him or her, you go. There's no time. But when you are with the Lord and open to the Lord for this shepherding service, there's time. And the Lord will bring to your memory, the Lord will, or you will do some research and find out, who is this person? Who is that? And you start to pray for them. Oh, brothers and sisters, the power of prayer. In James, it says, you need to confess to one another your sins and pray for one another that you may be healed. Pray for one another. It's time we spend more time in prayer, not for ourselves, but on behalf of others. That's the meaning of intercession. You pray on behalf of someone else, you pray on behalf of their needs. before God because they don't know how to pray. They're not praying. They're even lost. They're even at odds with God at this moment. But you know the need, so you need to pray for them. You pray for them in their current situation. You know, gospel, that's how it starts. The burden for the gospel. Many in the church need our shoulders to bear them and our breasts to embrace them. We just have a message in Manila for the ITERO, for the leading brothers and co-workers on prayer. And I gave that message, and the main thing in that message on the burden of prayer is that we need to bear the saints on our shoulders and in our heart, just like the high priest who bore the two stones with the 12 tribes etched on them, on their shoulders, and then the stones in the breastplate also with the tribes' names, including Urim and Thummim. And you bear them on the shoulder and in the heart. That means with strength and with love. That's what a high priest does. And you bear them into the holiest place. And there, when you pray, the Lord will spell out the words. The Lord will give you the sentence and the paragraph. The Lord will give you a message, the exact message that this person would need. That message is not going to be given to anyone else but you, because you are the one who is serving this particular one, this particular case. So it starts with prayer. In prayer, bear them. In prayer, embrace them. Then he said, Brother Lee, we must love these ones. When they fall, we should weep. When they rise up, we should be joyful. We must bear them as our burden. You know, I told the brothers there in Ezekiel chapter 34 also about, you know, Jehovah shepherding Israel. Look at this. I'm going to read a few verses to you. He was here, Jehovah, condemning and the so-called shepherds of Israel who were not doing their job. They're feeding themselves instead of the sheep. He said this, condemning them. This is Jehovah condemning the shepherds of Israel. The weak you have not strengthened, and the sick one you have not healed, and the broken one you have not bound up, and the one that was driven away you have not brought back, and the lost one you have not sought, but with strength and rigor you have ruled over them. And they were scattered without a shepherd, and they become food to all the beasts of the field and were scattered. My sheep wander through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Indeed, my sheep were scattered over all the surface of the earth. Not even one searched for or sought after them. Dear brothers and sisters, of course, this is God talking about Israel. The principle is the same. Today, the Lord is seeking shepherds. That can be his extension and continuation on the earth to directly shepherd his sheep in the church. Where are they? I almost it seems I can hear the Lord is saying this to the churches. Look, this is the condition of my sheep, but where are you? Who is healing the sick? Who is binding up the broken? Who is seeking the lost? Who is bringing back those who are driven away? We must love them. When they fall, we should weep. When they rise up, we should be joyful. We must bear them as our burden. My, in a local church, if such a spirit and heart is present amongst the saints, forget about the whole church, amongst a number of saints, that church will be different, will absolutely be different. Then he continued, Brother Lee, to have this kind of burden for others required us to have a change in our disposition. You see, we can even say we want to do this, but our disposition prevents us from doing it. It's time, my brothers and sisters, in order for us to serve the Lord more effectively, more according to him, that he can touch, that he must touch our natural disposition. That's what's in the way. He said this, according to our disposition, we like to contact people to match our taste. That's a disposition. So we become selective. Someone that is to my taste, that look good to me, then you miss a lot of other people that is not according to your taste, that's not up to your standard. What about them? In order to care for people, we should not have a particular taste. We can only have the taste of God. It's not what you pick. Is what God picks. In fact, everyone is God picked. I point the finger at myself too. I absolutely do, because I'm fallen and I'm human in the same way as you. We must receive the believers because the Lord has received them. This requires us to deal much with our natural disposition. We sometimes forgot Romans 14 and 15. We are to receive one another, those that God has received and Christ has received. And our care for people is not based on our reception, it's based on God's reception of them. If this is someone that God made, a man, that's God's. Is this someone that God died, the Lord died for? That's the Lord's, redeemed. If this is someone that the Lord has received, then he is the Lord's property. He's the Lord. He's owned by the Lord. He's the Lord's. And who are we to choose, pick and choose? Really, brothers, we all, myself included, desperately need our hearts broadened, enlarged. Paul says to the Corinthians, my heart is enlarged to you. Somewhere, Brother Lee or somebody say, don't try to be a big person, but with a small heart. Learn to be a small person with a big heart. The greatest, in order for us to have a heart and burden to care for people, we desperately need our disposition to be changed. The greatest hindrance to our usefulness is our disposition. We need to let the Lord touch that disposition. We need to repudiate and deny it. We need to deny our own disposition when we mean business to care for people. And you have to tell the Lord that, Lord, I hate my disposition. I deny my disposition. I even will, I'm here to go against and even, quote, quote, overthrow my disposition. Lord, make me, transform me, remodel me into a person with another disposition. Some of us are so picky and so, you know, small and so, you're like that, you cannot care for people. Oh, that person is so sloppy. Well, this sloppy one is the one that the Lord died for, right? This sloppy one will end up in the New Jerusalem with you. I mean, if this person really is in a poor condition, well, that's why he needs help. That son who never left the house in Luke 15, he said, well, how come, Father, you didn't do anything for me? He said, you're always in the house. You don't need that. But this is my son who just lost and is found, who's dead and is alive. Why are you not rejoicing with me? What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 12? The comely have no need. It's the uncomely that have needs. The law in the spiritual realm is that we must take care of people. If we don't care for people, our prayers for increase cannot be answered because it's going against the principle. We're saying I'm burdened for the gospel. We want the church to increase. We want the church to grow. But we sit here and don't care for people. That prayer will not be honored. If we pick up a heart to care for the unbelievers, the Lord will honor that care and answer our prayer, and the increase will come. If we pick up a burden to care for other saints, the Lord will honor our prayer for increase, for growth, and all of that. So we need to go to the Lord, saints, and ask him to burden us. Our usefulness, now get this, our usefulness is altogether in our care for people. That's the quote of the day. Our usefulness is altogether in our care for people, not in doing things. The basic need in the church service is to care for people. We have a lot of brothers who are very capable, even sisters. My, all the services now with technology, my goodness, they're doing a great job everywhere. We never had that in the church life. My, the website, the announcements are just fantastic. Well, I like to say this to you. That's not the basic need of the church. The basic need is you go care for someone. That these announcements are for. That the websites are for. That's why I say whatever services we engage in, it has to be imbued with the element of shepherding, of caring for people. So when you set up the chairs, pray for the people who will sit on them. When you cook the meal, pray for the people who will eat them. When you usher someone in the meeting, pray for the one who will hear the word. It's about people, not affairs. not projects. Lastly, in the last point in this lesson two, the essential basic elements of proper shepherding are love for people, an interest in them, a burden for them, and adequate prayer. Let me say, a love for people, an interest in them, a burden for them, and adequate prayer. No shepherding can be prevailing if we do not have these elements. So you got your repeated assignment from me, and that is to do these four things, definitely ending up in picking up burden, definite names and people that you start to pray for. If the Lord leads you so easily, so conveniently to contact them, to call them, to invite them, to meet up with them, go ahead. You don't need to wait. The burden will build. The love will increase. And we will soon find ourselves in the greatest joy, the joy of caring for someone else, caring for the Lord's own lambs and the Lord's own sheep and the Lord's own flock. Well, there is the next lesson that I have not gotten into. How about you can just go and read it? It is really the story or the testimony of our brother Paul, the Apostle Paul. It's called the pattern of a shepherd. Be inspired by Paul, and be inspired not just with what he spoke, but how he was in his care for people, his intimate concern of his ministering life, his shepherding of the saints in Ephesus for 3+ years, his fostering the saints in Thessalonians for a mere 3 weeks, his enlarged heart with the saints in Corinth, with what they were going through. Very disappointing. Very bad. Paul wrote 2 epistles to that church, never giving them up. He became emotional, Paul. He became besides himself. He was engaged and involved with the believers in that church. It's not a job to him. Anyway, there's a lot more to learn. And perhaps I can stop here for today.